Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than yours, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, is with you. When you draw near for battle, the priest will approach and speak to the troops. He will say to them, "Listen, Israel, you are drawing near today to do battle against your enemies. Do not lose heart. Do not fear, tremble, or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is going with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory." Then the officers will speak to the troops, saying, "Is there anyone who has built a new house or has dedicated it? He may go home, lest he die in battle and someone else dedicates it. Is there anyone who has planted a vineyard and has not enjoyed its fruit? He may go home, lest he die in battle and someone else enjoys its fruit. Is there anyone who is engaged to a woman and has not married her? Let him go home, lest he die in battle and someone else marry her." The officers will speak further to the troops and say, "Is there anyone who is fearful or faint-hearted? Let him go home, lest his comrade's heart also melt in fear like his own." When the officers have made an end of speaking to the troops, they are to appoint commanders to lead the troops. When you approach a city to fight against it, offer it terms of peace. If it accepts your terms for peace and opens its gates to you, then all the people who are found in it will serve you in forced labor. But if it refuses to make peace with you, but makes war against you, then lay siege to it. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, kill all its males with the sword. But the women and children, livestock, and everything else in the city, all its plunder, you may take as spoil for yourself. You may enjoy the spoil of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given you. This is what you will do to all the towns that are far away from you, which do not belong to the towns of these nearby nations. But in the towns of these people that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, you are not to leave anything alive that breathes. You shall totally destroy them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, just as the Lord your God commanded you, so that they will not teach you to do all their detestable practices they have done in worship of their gods, resulting in your sinning against the Lord your God. When you besiege a city for a long time, making war in an attempt to capture it, do not destroy its trees by swinging an axe against them, for you may eat from them, and you must not cut them down. Are the trees in the field human beings, that you should besiege them? You may destroy or chop down only trees that you know do not produce food. You may use them to build siege works against the town that makes war with you until it falls.